happy tune.
A happy tune.
You love to croon.
You love to croon.
They call it Dean's song.
Hey, you don't seem to understand.
Catchy as can be.
I must agree.
The melody.
The melody.
They call it Dean's song.
Looks like I'm gonna have to explain this thing. You don't dig this scene. I'm saying Dean. The song is Sam's song.
Sam, you're just a ham.
But Dean, here's the scam. The song was named after Sam.
Sam who?
Sam Houston.
Oh, may I say with pride, where I reside, they call it Dean's song.
And that's quite a group you got going for you.
There's no bigger choir that you could hire for singing Dean's song.
They make the Mormon Tabernacle sound like a trio.
Sam, it's plain to see that you're put out with me.
Well, I'm just not singing along.
Tell you what I'll do, since I'm with you. We'll call it Clyde's song.
Clyde's song?
Here's a happy tune.
It's a sweet melody, and I'm happy to say it was named after me, but he's calling it
Clyde's song. Catchy as can be.
No, I don't like the beef, and I'm sorry to say that the man is a thief, because he's calling it
Clyde's song. Nothing on your mind?
There's a lot on my mind, and I'm standing here saying you're being unkind, because you're calling it
Clyde's song.
My Australian friend, we have reason. We simply don't seem to blend.
Sam, let's compromise.
Oh, I hear what you say, but by that do you mean that you'll do it your way and keep calling it
Sam's song?
Did he say Sam's song?
Let's give the ending a try.
Yeah.
But don't nobody tell Clyde.
That the name of the song
is Sam's song.
It's not Irving's song. It's not even Mona's song.
Sam's song.
Only thing I know is when this record come out, it better have Sam's song on it, or else you're gonna get a nasty letter from Calhoun and a telephone call, too.